Today I'm speaking to Mia Neuland-Avers, co-CEO of Danish iGaming business OmniGame. Founded in 2015, the company has carved out a loyal following in its home market of Denmark, and in 2024 has set its sights on international expansion for the first time. Thanks very much for joining me today, Mia. Firstly, can you just tell us a bit about OmniGame and its background?
So OmniGame is a company that a few years ago started from this group of people who had a lot of different competences, who sat down and looked at the Danish market and saw that both the content, the iGaming content, but also the customer experience that you get was simply not good enough. So they decided back a few years ago to build their very own iGaming content and also their own operator site. But topping that with saying, why not build our own proprietary platform? Which, if you had asked me a couple of years ago, I would have said, guys, are you sure? But they did it. Here is actually today, that's the ground that we built on. OmniGame persists on our own operator site, which is called pip.dk under Danish license in Denmark. We have our own game content, and we also have our own platform, which means that compared to our competitor, we don't have any rep share, and that's the idea that we are still on now and still works very well now.
Yeah, it's quite, I think, rare that you get a company that creates games, has its own platform, but also sort of has its own operator. What's the thinking behind that? Or is it purely just you think you could do it your own way and that would work?
It's that combination of when you actually have the decision power within yourself, that you're then able to actually control the whole ecosystem, that it gives you so much possibilities, not only when we are where we are, but also in the future. And we can see that's why a lot of partners also find interesting in us, because we are 60 people based in Copenhagen, pretty talented stack, I would say. And what we're able to do, not only what we have already built up now, which we have good numbers providing us with, but also what we can build in the future, is just something that creates a lot of possibilities for us. It also did back in the days. But it's in this case that you can also take some good decision towards your player, and you are very close to the relationship with your player, right? So what I find extremely well, how we have played it out, is the mix between, it's not just good game content, which is of course a majority part of how the players interact with us, but it's also the surrounding. So we can take choices, as for example, in Denmark, you need to be 18 to play. We decided to be 21. And that's something where a lot of other companies would say, why don't you want to have the revenue? Because there's definitely players there. But we also take some very good terms to have the full circle and good relationship with our players. We also have added Mindway AI. So we take a lot of approaches within safer gambling. And that's something that you can decide yourself when you're fully in control. Also with the game content that we actually do with R&D, that it's our own decision to actually launch it. We don't have to go through always an aggregator, an operator on the other side from a game studio point of view. We can actually say we want to try this because we believe there's a space for it. We have our own data ourselves, which also makes us very good at taking good decisions. But bonding that together with owning the CRM flow ourselves also makes us very good at making new content and innovating, because we have so many of the insights ourselves, which I believe is the strength. Another thing is just that the milestone that we have reached now, which I'm extremely proud of, is the fact that we are sustainable ourselves. So everything that we sit and develop, both on the platform and also on the games, is of course paid by the fact that we chose to have a B2C track ourselves directly with the customers. And that's something that just makes us stand so great right now. And also we don't have a cash burn or anything, that we can just innovate, but also have the resources to innovate. But we can just see that other people are struggling extremely with. But then you just need to make, not, I don't want to say worse games, but you can't innovate if you just want to have the machines quickly out. But you actually have the time because you have the capital to do it. Because we're also a venture case, right? And we also have some owners who are super interested and believe in the purpose of the company. And that's something that I believe that when we have this full ecosystem that leaves us with both possibilities in the B2C space, on the platform space, but also on the game content, that we can reach out in all different directions, but it's our choice. And we have the possibility to do it and deliver on it. And I think that's something that also when we talk with different partners, that's very brilliant.
No, that's fantastic. And it sounds like kind of having that self-ownership has been a real boon in terms of allowing you to do what you want rather than be beholden to other people. You've touched on there a little bit. As you said, there's a real focus on not just churning out games for the sake of making games, but making something that's genuinely innovative and stands out in the market. I know the Omnigame graphics are really interesting. And one thing we've sort of discovered is this Wheels of Reels mechanic. Could you expand on that a little bit more? And is it something that's sort of been a focal point for Omnigame, or are there other sort of mechanics that you're really proud of as well?
Yeah, so we have a lot of innovation in our games, but actually to tell a bit about it, to kind of sit you in the position where we are when we are a game studio, but also the full circle, that we have 7 game releases last year. And that's a lot compared to the fact that we actually only have 27 games on our site in general, but maybe we can come back to that. But every single time when we release a game and the platform team says it's live, I get that amazing thrill and excitement, because when it's live and you start seeing the players comment in the chat saying, "Ah, oh, nice one," even the interaction they have before the game releases. And then when our brilliant BI lady says the first numbers have checked in our dashboards, Power BI is overloaded at that point because we're all checking numbers. But that's just truly something that I love, because in all of our games, even though that we know that if we just made a skin, it would work, we know it because our games are pretty good and you can change the theme and everything, but we always innovate just a bit. Even with the small releases, we always add new ideas, but we always get smarter and use new things in our games. Wheels of Reels is something that, like, I love to play out. And I think the fact that we have nailed something so different is also why we have a 50-50% split between female and male in our players, which is something that a lot of other casinos don't have. But this innovation part that we can do, and our strategy towards the games in general, so we make smaller releases, medium releases, and bigger releases, and we always add a bit of new innovation. And sometimes it's completely new, something is a bit new. Sometimes it's just going into a feature game and be like, "This is different, peep," or "Omnigame, but I love it." And that's something that for every single release and everything we're going to do in the future, I can assure you it's going to be groundbreaking. But actually something that really stands out now is the fact that the last couple of years, we started using way more software that's based on artificial intelligence. And the past year, as I would assume that it's very few people in the entire world who haven't heard the word or the letters AI. I definitely had through all conferences I've been to, chats every single week. But the past year, we start using it way more in the production, not only just the games, but in every part of the business. And right now, like even next week, we are hosting this big AI workshop for the entire company. And I had a very interesting talk with a developer this week. And he said, "I believe that when we really start using this effectively, we can maybe be 30% more effective. But what we agreed on, and my point of view, is that those 30% is not just used to that a lot of companies be like, but then we need less developers." No, I see this spot as, think about the fact that if you can add 30% more into innovation, then from my point of view, being a venture case and a shareholder in Omnigame as well, would just lead us to really grow and be a good competitor to all the other game studios that are out there. And something I'm super curious about, like I use it maybe every single day now, and I know a lot of people as well. It's perfect how it can write, but the very interesting part is how it's going to be played out and how we can use it all over the business and how we're already using it. And I think that's going to be super interesting. Like, if I get the thrills when we also release a game, every time there's a new AI software, I'm like, is it even possible to do this so quickly? I think that's something that when you also are a tech company, that's going to take us to some pretty, pretty big stands. So looking forward to that.
Brilliant. Thanks. Before we go on to talk about the future, which you've just touched on, one thing you mentioned there was kind of the split you have in demographics between players. Is that something you've targeted, or is it something that's just happened naturally due to the nature of your games?
A bit of both, because of course, in the beginning, when there wasn't that much data on our players and our player base was lower. So we operate in Denmark, and Denmark is very competitive. We operate under a Danish license. And the fact that we could reach to the point we are in our market share with what we just launched in December, 27 slot machines, we don't have any third party, just tells a lot about our players and our players' loyalty. But also because we managed to cater to a bit of an other audience that probably a lot of the other casinos have done, and they're crossover to a lot of other products, but we stay true to the nature. Our game content is definitely something that tailor also to female, and the games that we do, we have a very high focus on the entertainment part of it. We have a very high focus on that it's not important that you go in and spend your money like this in a second, but it's actually fine that you spend exactly the same amount, but over an hour instead. And that's, of course, as I told you, with that we chose to be plus 21 is because it is entertainment that is our nature when we get good content. And I believe that that really is a good relationship to also build up to women and why they keep on coming back. And the fact that there's something that I'm very proud of that our players say, and that's when we ask in surveys, why do you play on the DK? And normally you would assume, and I would assume that if you guessed, you would say the winning chances. But actually our players, they say it's for entertainment before they say winning chances. And that's where you nailed something, right? That's where you find the good relationship to your customers when your purpose is entertainment, a sustainable business that both have a very good future ahead, but also something that you can convert globally, right?
Yeah, I think it's increasingly rare nowadays that you see, kind of especially in casino customers, as customers, people that you want to work with to have a good time rather than a sort of an ATM. But no, that's a really interesting sort of viewpoint, and one I think that's it's lovely. We discussed it briefly, but you mentioned you're Denmark-focused, Denmark-based. What does the future hold? Is it going to be just Denmark-focused, or will it be a bit more global for Omnigame?
The content that we made, and also the platform that we made, has a lot of international quality. And of course, we have some games that are also locally, which appeals very much to the Danish audience, because we also want to build this trust to our customers and stand out. But the latest couple of years, we build a lot of games that have a very good approach to the international audience, which of course all can be modified into different markets. But both our platform, which is built for scalability, not only in Denmark, but also in other markets, is something that, to be honest, it would be a shame only being in Denmark, because if you've proven so well in Denmark, it's such a high competitive market, then of course it's going to work in other countries. Of course the content is going to work and it's going to be played out good. So it would be stupid not to be honest. But as being in my position and also see the talent that we have and the motivation in the team, I don't know if I mentioned it, but we are 60 people and they are super motivated about everything that they built to see it go beyond the Danish border, but also not just what they built, but also what they're going to build in the future. Because Denmark, even though we are like a great country and we're not that many people, there are players out there beyond the Danish border that I know that are looking for this content. And we know when people see our games that this is what is very much looking for in the market as well. And that's super interesting.
No, I think ultimately good content is good content. And you hope that players everywhere will enjoy a great game. And I think, as you say, it'd be a shame to not give access to the wider world to some of the content that you guys have. Obviously, you can't really start any year, unfortunately, without the specter of ice looming over you. What do Omnigame expect to learn, achieve, and kind of get out of ice this year?
I'm looking very much for it. We're actually a team of five going. And what is a bit extraordinary, Omnigame as well, and me standing here as a co-CEO, it's like we're going four female and one male, which is probably not the team you normally surprise, but super proud of that. And what always happens up to these conferences that I also love about ICE is that you start getting those emails checking in with like, good content, let's catch up soon, but are you coming to ICE? And also when you have the meetings and a bunch of different potential partnerships, right, with saying, but are you coming to ICE? And I just love that build up there is before where you start looking forward to all the meetings, because like, I love the fact that everything is so digitally now. I love the fact that you and me can sit and talk together. We're not next to each other. We don't have to fly everywhere, but we can sit together both with good quality and flexibility and everything. But meeting people in person, discuss possibilities together, that's just where you can spur up some pretty brilliant ideas. And I have a ton of ideas, but there's a lot of great people we're going to meet up with, both people that we know, people that we are in very good discussion with partnerships towards going beyond Danish borders, but also intros that I'm like, if this is on paper, you know, that feeling when you look like, this could be such a great match for us. They have so great values that it's the same purpose as Omni Games. Can't wait for that meeting. But it is in a bit in the early stage, right? So I have a ton of coffee meetings. I love coffee, so that's good. But I really, really look forward to it. And the last part is the fact that I play casino games myself, and going to the exhibition is more or less like going to this wonderland and going and see everything moving around, right? And I'm doing a lot of gestures with my hand, but you can't see them. It's just, you can just see the innovation part, and the fact that you go there, you can more or less like make a checklist. Wow, we're also doing this and they're doing that. We are spotted on something. And we can also do the fact that, okay, everything with artificial intelligence, who are using what and how far are they in the process? And I can't wait for that. So also going to be in the city, also going to be at the conference. Everything is going to be some hectic 3 days, but I also love the puzzle of making the calendar work and get the most out of it. It's a game as well. I'm into games, if you were in any doubt, but very much looking forward to it.